My question is, this is called Thrive Tapping?
Yes.
Okay. Is when do you do it? Do you do it morning, noon, and night, or is there a special time during the day or a special time during the night?
For you to tap on yourself?
Yeah. Like, is it like meditation? Is this, can you consider this meditation or no?
We perceive that many people label it many different things. It can be considered very hypnotic. It can be considered very meditative, because you do go into an altered state of consciousness. And so we are glad that you're asking this question and that you were so brave in your first visit with us. And so what has happened, and this ties into the question that we do hear you at all times, that was being asked. And so our intention as the emissarians coming through, working with Helen, and we speak to her at all time that she is in service with others. Even though she has her own personality and her own life experience outside of service, when she is in service, her intent has been so focused and all the choices she has made that we are never far away. And so when we're channeling, she does not add in a story or a personality. We come through with a lot more frequency. And so you will feel different just in the listening, because that has been her intention. And because she has allowed us to access understanding of you and your experience through the tapping, we are very committed to her original goal. And yes, she chose it before she came here, and yes, she chose it with you. It is the original goal that the consciousness that we are sending information from, which is in a higher vibratory rate than you are accustomed to, that we would have better understanding of what makes sense to you. And so when you are asking questions, it is not just that you are learning from us. It is that we are learning how to work things in a way that could be integrated more easily by you. And so your question about tapping, that is better suited that you ask Helen in a more personality state to explain the tapping. We would give you only one answer, whether it is about tapping or any energetic tool or hypnotic tool or healing tool or prayerful tool that you would utilize. We would say, always discern and then choose that which gives you a better experience of you at any given moment. And we encourage you to learn many tools so that at any moment you would have a choice and could immediately take responsibility to be in your own authority and find your way into a better experience. And so we have personally enjoyed the tapping experience because it has given us access to understanding what we struggle with. And that is very difficult for us to understand from the vibrational plane that we exist in. And so that is our intention. And all the tools, we think it is fabulous that you are reaching so consistently into an expanded state of consciousness and experience through all the tools that we use. So we highly recommend a very large toolbox. And when you cannot reach a better experience on your own, there is truth in the statement where two or more are gathered. When two people focus on a better experience, the energies can respond more quickly and more effectively.
Thank you.